Think about this.
Our brains change.
Memory is an amazing.
What you think is in
our
there
brains
is
aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart. And you don't have any idea why
we're
doing
so smart.
Most of the things that we're doing.
But here's the deal.
That's our biggest existential fear, is that this thing unexpected and out of our control is going to happen, and we just can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
I'm Art Markman.
I'm Bob Duke.
I'm Rebecca McEnroy, and this is Two Guys on Your Head. Today, the psychology of hysteria.
One of the things about disease in particular is that we often feel a lack of agency. And there are lots of potential disasters that carry the same lack of agency. So with potential epidemics and pandemics, it's because we can't see the germs. We're not 100% sure when we're in the presence of them. We're not always sure which behavior of ours is could lead to catching a particular disease. And so we feel like we want to do something. And that's similar to there being a hurricane where you may feel like there's nothing you can do, or a bad storm or tornadoes or earthquakes. And so in cases of these kinds of potential disasters where you feel like you have no control, as a way of trying to re-exert the feeling of control, you do something that you think might help. And some of those things are things that are totally sensible. So, for example, in the case of COVID-19...
Don't touch your face.
But also getting some kind of hand sanitizer so that in the event you do touch your face, it was recently sanitized, so you're unlikely to have caused yourself a significant problem. One of the things that we've seen in the past couple of weeks with all of the news coverage about coronavirus is a run on hand sanitizer. You go into one of the big box retailers, and people appear to have bought pallets of hand sanitizer and hoarded them. The best part is not only has there been a run on hand sanitizer, there's been a run on bottled water, which makes perfect sense when you're in the path of a hurricane, for example, and there's a threat to the water system. Then having a lot of bottled water on hand is very important because water matters. But in the current situation where there's a potential disease, a potential epidemic, the water system is not threatened here.
Yeah.
Your water is going to keep running.
Yeah. And this, I think, exemplifies what you're talking about a minute ago, Art, that the feeling that you need to do something, and if you don't have a suite of productive behaviors to engage in, you just start doing stuff, some of which might be very productive and some of which doesn't really make much sense at all. And there's a little bit about the hoarding thing that we should talk about, too. There's a little bit of a tragedy of the commons, you know, in that, well, I'm afraid there won't be any, so I'll take more than I need, and then there certainly won't be any because a lot of people will think the same thing, and then there's not enough.
And I'm not going to be the last one without hand sanitizer.
Exactly. I think, again, the interesting thing about that, we have a perceived threat in the environment. We don't even know how prevalent it is. We don't know how easy it is to contract it. There's so many unknowns. So we start doing stuff, some of which may have nothing to do with solving the problem. As Art's saying, I mean, bottled water, no one's suggested there's any contamination in the water system. I mean, water's going to be flowing as it normally does, as far as we know. But I think being able to take some action is interestingly comforting for human beings, even when that action may not, in fact, be productive. I mean, there are many adults who insist, at least as much as they can, that their doctors prescribe antibiotics for them when they're suffering from a virus, which antibiotics don't do anything about, right? But at least I'm taking something. And I think that aspect of it, which is really an important point, is that if you feel like I don't know exactly what to do, and even if I knew what to do, I'm not sure I could actually do it, well, let me just start doing some stuff. And it's very satisfying because now my car's full of bottled water. I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but look at it back there. And what's interesting about human behavior is it doesn't really matter to us that the action even makes sense.
But what's interesting, I mean, this notion that doing something, anything is comforting is actually something the medical profession has known for a long time. So mm-hmm. if you think about the classic medical advice, take 2 aspirin and call me in the morning.
Yep.
That is really based on the idea that an awful lot of the stuff that someone is concerned about and asks a doctor about is probably something that is either not that serious or your immune system will fight it off on its own. And so by getting you to do something right now that makes you feel a little bit better because you took action and then creating a delay,
yeah,
then exactly. Most of what's wrong goes away. And only the more serious stuff remains to be dealt with.
Yeah. There are genuine concerns that one should be worried about and action that one should take. And there are actual catastrophes and tragedies that people face. But I think, you know, when you have less than complete information, which I don't think even the medical profession actually really knows all that would like to know about how this is progressing, and you know that some people who contract this disease actually die, well, goodness, I mean, that's a pretty good reason to worry. And many things that we're concerned about, even short of hysteria, are very reasonable. What becomes unreasonable is the felt need to take action that may have no positive effect on the outcome.
Right. So what crosses the line between reasonable precaution and hysteria is the point at which you are engaging in actions that have nothing whatsoever to do with what is prudent to do in the situation. So it's not the fact that everyone is concerned about it. That makes perfect sense. And there's very little we can do, but that doesn't mean there's nothing we can do. So, for example, on a recent show, we talked about how you shouldn't touch your face.
Don't touch your face.
Don't touch your face. So that's actually something concretely you can do.
Yeah.
And actually, you know, washing your hands more often, whether you're using hand sanitizer or just regular old soap and water, is again a very reasonable thing to do, not just in the face of the coronavirus, but also just in general.
In general, yeah.
That's not mass hysteria. That's very reasonable. It's just that people have gotten worried enough that they are now also engaging in behaviors that make no particular sense in this instance.
Next week, we'll talk about the Mandela Effect with Dr. Art Markman and Dr. Bob Duke. Michael Crawford was our engineer, and I'm Rebecca McEnroy. I produce Two Guys on Your Head at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas.